My name is Pat Alexander, and my question to you candidates, about a third of the community of Sitka are Alaska Native. I would like to hear your idea of what you believe the top three issues are of Alaska Natives in Sitka.
Okay, top three issues, and to keep it moving, just name those top three issues without going into detail, if that's okay. And you can take a moment to think about it as well. Part of what the assembly does do is they have a government-to-government dinners with the tribal council. They receive reports regularly from tribal council members, and that election is going to be coming up in 2 months. So, Sonia Smith, if whenever you're ready, if you want to answer the question first.
I believe that the top three issues are... I don't like microphones.
That's okay. Sometimes I don't like them either. Go ahead.
Okay. So I believe that the top three issues with Native people are, number one, keeping families together.
Okay. Number two?
Supportive employment, broadening the employment base, especially for the disenfranchised. And poverty.
Number three, poverty. Mm-hmm. That's Sonia Smith. Poverty. That's Sonia Smith running for Sitka Assembly. Richard Ween.
Richard Ween here. The top three issues, I believe, are fairly standard for everybody, and that is health care, which is very important, and that includes keeping families together and having that healthy environment and everything that health care means. It also means housing, to make sure that people can grow their families and to do it affordably. And I think most important is that education. I have reviewed the statistics from the state on how Native students do, and though they start off the school young and everyone is equal in their test scores, as time goes on, Natives seem to be lost in the shuffle, okay. And I think that's important.
And number three?
Health, housing, education.
Housing, education. Great. Thank you. And Sheila, you're three.
Sheila Finkenbinder, and I believe that education is a problem with the Native population, too many still dropping out of our schools, maybe not feeling connected enough, needing a little more Native-focused education, language, culture classes, things like that. Housing is an issue, too, and there may be more that BHA could do to make housing more available and more affordable for the Native population. And also possibly the lack of feeling respected and honored. For instance, the question of the Baranoff statue has come up recently because Baranoff was indeed a very important person for a couple of hundred years here in Sitka, but our Native population has been here for 10,000 years, and perhaps it's time we had a statue of Chief Kixati or even Bishop Innocent that worked so closely with the Native population. This is Sheila. Thank you.
And Ben Maisato.
Top three, jobs, housing, affordability.
And Kitty Sopo? Jobs, affordability, and housing, for those at the back who weren't able to hear. Go ahead, Kitty.
Social justice, access to subsistence resources, and affordability.
Thank you. Jamie Ackley?
It's a little challenging. I would really want to have an in-depth conversation with the local elders to really get a good handle on what they feel that as an assembly member I need to help focus on. One issue that I can speak of, something that I do know about, is I would say education and healthy lifestyles. Working in the hospital, that is something I did deal with, so I do feel comfortable in stating that that is an issue that I feel that needs some help. But further than that, I would feel that I would need to definitely meet with some elders in the community to really make sure that we are addressing all those needs appropriately.
Thank you. And Stephen Eisenbeis.
I did hear a lot of thoughts tonight on this question that are people issues. Everybody's going through those issues, not just Alaska Natives. However, the question was, what areas do I feel that Alaska Natives were struggling in or could use help in? And unfortunately, I hate to say it because it's something that should have been abolished a long time ago and shouldn't exist anymore, but racism. Racism is still very prevalent in our world, unfortunately, and it's going to take us as people working on that in order to abolish that. No ordinance, no laws, no nothing can eliminate that. I also think the Alaska Native population here has the ability to grow with their self-governance. I think the relationships with our city, state, and federal governments can be difficult at times, and I'd like to see a little bit more working together on that aspect. Within the last year, I feel that the Sitka Tribe of Alaska and the City Assembly have been working very, very well together, and I'm encouraged by our meetings and our results there. And finally, there is an education gap. The school system knows this and is working to close that gap. And I don't have a solution for the education gap, but that is something that needs to be addressed as well. Every child deserves a good education.